Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from iPad Pro Studios. Today we're talking about what to know about house flipping. I got a qu quite a few information I want to share with you over the next several minutes here. If you've struggled with understanding how it goes, right, then definitely you need to pay attention in the next few minutes, okay? Because I'm going to try my best to break it down in a very easy format. That way you know exactly where you come in, okay? So as you can see here, just like I stated on the screen here, you see the seller involved, there's buyer involved, and there is you, right? So how do you come into the game as how do you get involved in the game of real estate flipping houses for a living? Or to build your business empire in general. It's a very lucrative business and it's doable. But before I get into all of that information, let me first of all introduce myself. My name is Ola, and I am the founder here at My Empire Pro. And essentially what we do here, we go into details on marketing. Okay, we teach you marketing, which is the core thing that the core one single most important thing you can do if you want to make money in house flipping. The truth of the matter is that you probably found this video because you're already following other people, you're learning. Maybe it depends on maybe you're a beginner, you're intermediate, or you are a savvy person trying to take it to the next level. Maybe you've been hit with the shocker of your life because of the evolution of marketing, because of the evolution of business in general. So maybe that's what the situation is. No matter what the situation, I have the solution, and I want to share that with you in this particular session here today. Before I go in too deep, let me just, before I forget, make sure you go get my book for free at myempirepro.com, where I get into the details of exactly how I run my own business. In a way that's essentially recession proof. Okay. When I started back in 2005, I got hit within about 3 years later in 2008. I got hit with the shock of my life, which was the recession that you all know about. Okay. I got hit with the shock of my life. So here's the deal. No matter where you are in the game, it doesn't matter. You can make money, but you're not going to make money if you fill the gap that everybody else is trying to fill, okay? Or they're already filling, okay? If you're trying to flip houses for a living, there are two different categories that you may fall in. Maybe you want to fix and flip, or you just want to flip for a quick profit. Either way is perfectly fine, but I just need to let you know that it depends on your resources. How much resources do you have in both time and money? Okay, it depends on how much resources you both have. So chances are you're on a full-time job 9 to 5 and you don't have that much time. Maybe you have some money you can invest. There is room for people like you in the business. If you have too much time, you don't have money, and but you have time that you can put together, arrange time management in the form of time management, and you can add some value to the marketplace, you can make money as well too. But the key word there is adding value. You need to find a place where you can add some value. Okay? So that's very, very important as you move forward in the game of entrepreneurship in general, which is what house flippers are, or house flipping, real estate wholesaling. It doesn't matter. You have to find a place where you can add value. And that's the beauty in the kind of houses that we're looking for when it comes to flipping houses. Before I get into the three elements here, seller, buyer, you, which is the most important thing about all of this, there's something called the product, right? So in any business, there's product, there's process, and there's people, right? The product is the real estate, of course, the house, right? And the house you're looking at in the picture is essentially a house that's underwater. Okay, underwater means they're owing too much on it. They're owing much more on it than it's actually worth. Okay, or they own a property that needs a lot of repair, right? Or they own a property that they inherited and they don't want it, right? Bottom line is that this is a distressed home ownership. Excuse me, distressed home ownership, and you get to come in there and see how you can add value to that situation. Okay. So some people have properties on their books that they need to get rid of, right? And essentially, you're looking for sellers, okay? But you're also looking for buyers because you're flipping a real estate, right? You're flipping from the seller to the buyer. You find properties that are undervalued, okay? For whatever reason, they owe too much. The property is worth a lot less than is that they owe on it, right? Somebody inherited it, but it's, they don't want to deal with it, right? A tired landlord, a landlord that owns a property that is vacant and they're just tired of dealing with tenants and going to evict people out of a house. That's not really a fun activity unless that's the business you're in. It's not really a fun activity necessarily, unless again, it's a business you're in and you have a system around that. Most landlords are not, okay? Most landlords are involved in the game and they don't necessarily have a system in place to evict people, to get new tenants into the system. And they typically have a vacant property, right? And they end up in the same quagmire, which is underwater. A property is not just an asset unless it's producing money. You call something an asset, not because it's just a property, a real estate. You call it an asset because of what it does, because it produces income. So once somebody owns a property and it's no more producing, right, either in the form of leaving it or it's actually producing rental income, then it becomes a useless, distressed home ownership situation and somebody's looking to get rid of it. So you're not looking for just sellers. You're looking for motivated sellers. And we're even going to take that up a notch. You're looking for people who would absolutely need to get rid of a property. Okay, so that's one side to the equation of house flipping. Okay, the other side to the equation is the buyer, right? So typically, the gurus out there are teaching people that they're teaching new wholesalers and house flippers to flip these properties to cash investors. People want to buy the house cash. It's absolutely possible. But before people can put their cash on a house, it must be worth it. It has to make complete sense. Do you know why the bank put their money, their cash behind a house? Because they know they're going to be collecting fees in the form of interest from you for the next 30 years. That's why they put that cash there. Okay, the cash is working essentially. Okay, so the idea that an investor would just want to lock up their cash into a property is bizarre. Okay, but it's doable as long as the return is there. So the one way that they get that return is by buying ridiculously undervalued. And typically, the number that people are looking for, those kind of cash investors are looking for, is 60, 65, 70% of the after repair value of the house. So for example, if a house is worth $100,000, a cash buyer typically would not want to be invested in that deal no more than $65,000. So the offer will be $65,000 minus the cost of repairing the property. That's typically what a cash buyer would do. So now what I've been able to do in my career is I've been able to, because I found out that most quote unquote cash buyers are not serious, or they have limited resources. There's only so much houses they can buy at any point in time. In any given area, maybe you can find local area, five to 10 at most, which means all these wholesalers coming on the market are not going to have people buying their property. So that leaves us with the general public. The general public still want to buy a property. They want to buy a discounted wholesale property. They don't mind flip. They watch all these TV shows and they would like to flip deals to make $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 as well. All right. So with that being said, that's some of the key things I want you to pay attention. That's the second one. That's the buyer. So now I'm not just going to say cash buyer. We're going to focus strictly on not just cash buyers, but end buyers. End buyers, the cash can come from them themselves if they want, if the deal makes that much sense to them, or it can come from the bank in the form of a mortgage. Okay? So it doesn't matter because it all becomes cash in our pocket. All right? Cash is king, but cash flow is even better. Okay, so in order to find regular buyers that are not necessarily existing, qualified, or savvy investors, you need to speak the language of the mainstream. The mainstream don't mind making money from real estate too, so you need to teach them. You need to teach them how to create a double-digit return on investment on on a piece of property, return cash on cash return, of course, not necessarily the whole investment, because again, it depends on how much is coming directly out of their pocket. Typically, they need a down payment and they need a closing cost, right, in cash. So depending on what kind of mortgage program they're getting, then they can still invest in the rental property. The property can be cash flowing, the return on investment, double digits, that means 10% and above, right? And they don't have to deal with being a landlord. You can structure in to become a property manager as well. They don't have to become a landlord because a landlord is different from an investor. A landlord is a day job on its own. Like imagine people calling you in the middle of the night to fix broken toilets. That's not a fun activity either. Kicking people, going to the court and going to the court to kick out tenants is not a fun activity unless it's a business for you. So again, you can create a property management department of your business where you help people manage properties for 10% of their rental income, right? So in other words, you are dealing with this property as a cash flow situation. They're paying down their equity. You're making money from it. They're happy. They can flip the property in the future if they want for bigger profit, or they can sit on it and they can start building equity and bringing in cash flow from the property. Facilitating everything I just told you is where you come in, which is you, the part of the equation, okay? First of all, you flip the deal. Second of all, you can structure in residual income into that deal in the form of becoming a property manager, or you can start buying and owning your own property in the future as well too. You could be the buyer, but there's only so much you can buy as an individual. So the game that I try to teach people is to become really good at bringing buyers to the table. Everybody else is trying, looking for the sellers. They're looking for off-market deals. They're looking for vacant properties. Let them look for that. There's more than enough of those kind of houses in the market, by the way, if you find qualified buyers. If you qualify buyers that can pick up properties for rental purposes where they can sit on it, buy and hold long term. If you can nurture and build a list of buyers like this, okay. I was just talking to a friend of a gentleman of my brand new one of us here today, and he was saying he has 20 people on his buyers list. And I said, 20 is not good, okay. Yes, that needs to be no number, it needs to be an ever-growing number, okay. Because again, the mainstream, everybody wants to buy real estate. Everybody would like to make money in real estate. So the only skills that you really need to build your buyers list is essentially what I try to teach you here. And it's called internet marketing. It's called marketing, period. Okay. There's no such thing as non-internet marketing anymore. Okay. And it's the safest, the most cost-effective way for you to build a real estate wholesaling business or to build a house flipping business. Because number one, it creates massive exposure for your personal brand, which means you'll be attracting all the best deals in the marketplace when it comes to flipping houses. You'll be attracting them from people that don't know what they're doing, but also from people that find you on YouTube and say, "Hey, I have this property for sale," because they see you with a massive presence on the internet. And that's something it's such a simple process. And if you follow me enough, you see me do it, but there's some little things here and there that I can guide you through. And that's the whole point of the book that I put together, which is called Empire Lifestyle Secrets. You can download it for free at myempirepro.com. Okay. If you're looking for motivated sellers, which again, you don't have to do that unless you have a deep pocket. If you have a big, deep pocket already, you're established and you want to do some direct mailing, the best leads, expired listings, pre-foreclosures are available on myempirepro.com/redx, the link you see on the screen. But if you're a newbie and you haven't even made $5,000 yet, then you definitely need to download the book for free first, myempirepro.com, where you're going to learn how to, I'm going to share with me my ideas on how to build a list of buyers. When you have a list of buyers, what's going to happen is that you're going to have everybody falling at your feet in the industry. The gurus, the established wholesalers, the realtors, they all need buyers. Money comes from one place only, okay? And that's from people. And when I say people, I mean specifically buyers. They're the one that have access to their money and to cash credit to the bank. That's where your money is going to come from. And everybody is busy looking for properties off the market deals, but the money doesn't come from that. Plus, we already have oversupply. We have more than enough on MLS. We have more than enough with the wholesalers that are under contract. And you can be the person to occupy this very big space that nobody is in and build a massive buyers list and create joint ventures with other people, with realtors, with real estate wholesalers, with rehabbers. You can create joint ventures where you get to make some serious money. Does that make sense? So again, in house flipping, those are the three things you should know about house flipping. Sellers is involved, buyers is involved, and you, I'm asking you, if you want to win this game faster than most people, just focus on learning marketing and using that to bring buyers onto a list where you nurture them and you have unlimited amount of ever-growing buyers where you can just connect these buyers that are as they're ready with the with properties, and you can make money in the form of commissions, equity, and you can make money in the form of sales commissions as well too if you decide you want to get a license, which is not a which can only make things better for you, by the way. You don't have to, but it can only make things better because at the end of the day, you're just in the business of marketing, okay? So that's pretty much what I have to share with you. That's really all you have to know about wholesale. So if you want more details on how to start building your buyers list, then definitely go and get the book, MyEmpirePro.com. That's where you want to go. If anything I said in this video made any sense to you, please click on the like button. I will appreciate that. And if you have any comments, questions, contributions, please put it in the comment box below. And give me a thumbs up too. Give me a thumbs up. Share this video with anybody you know may like it, or at the very minimum, share it to your social media walls. I appreciate that. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I will see you on the next one. And peace.